Hi, is this Lou?
Yes, it's Lou.
Hey, Lou, this is Steve at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Oh, good, Steve. Yeah,
good.
Going well.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Just circling back with you. You know, we spoke back in July. I don't know if you remember me at all.
I do, Steve. I do. You know, what's happened, Steve, I'll be quite honest with you there, is
yeah.
I really, really appreciate staying posted, kind of helping.
Of course.
Trying to help me out there as best as you can and so forth. But what's happened in the interim is I've built up a nice rapport with U.S. Bank.
Yeah, okay.
And they've just been there for me. It's everything I ask them to do, it's always yes. It's never a problem. And, it's kind of like when you build a rapport with somebody in business. It goes real smooth, and they're never fighting with you. They're just like, okay,
sure.
You need this. It's okay, perfect. and it just works out really nice, And they have been very, very proactive with my business.
Uh-huh.
Before I even taught, this is going back a couple of years ago. I'm a member with Chase Bank, our company, Chase. We've been with them 20 years. I went in a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, to try to get some help from them. And they basically said, oh, there's the front door. I said, okay,
Oh, wow.
20 years, terrible. So I went online, I started doing some research, and I found out that U.S. Bank is very, very aggressive with business.
Mm-hmm.
They do financing, they do lease financing, they set it in a nice interest rate that I know what it is. It's a fixed payment. It works out really well for me. So
sure.
It's Steve, right? You're Steve?
Yes, uh-huh.
So, Steve, what I could say right now is that because of that rapport that I have with them, I'm okay now.
Okay.
Seems pretty cool here.
Sure.
But not to tell you that I never want to do business with the Bank of Cardiff. It's just that right now I feel pretty comfortable with where I'm at.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want you to keep calling me and wait. I don't want you to waste your time is what it is, Steve. So I don't know. I don't know if you want to maybe check back with me maybe around the first of next year. I could see where we're at.
That's totally fine. And to be honest with you, Lou, I'm not really wasting my time at all.
I'm very conscientious about people and them wasting.
Sure.
Because I'm in business and.
yeah. No, I gotcha.
Waste my time, Really frustrating. So.
Of course it is, and that's totally fine, yeah. And, just so you know as well, that's great. I'm glad you found a great relationship with U.S. Bank. Just so you know, too, is that you don't have to give up anybody to work with us. So, if you have a really nice relationship with them, that's great. Sometimes what we do, though, is we do have some other, options that sometimes your bank can't do. So there are things like that, situations that we have helped customers with before where they have great relationships with their bank and things like that. It's just we can't offer some things that maybe U.S. Bank can't. So that is one option. But, I totally understand. I don't want to waste your time. I know you are a business owner. I know you're busy. And that's totally fine. If you would like me to, absolutely. I can give you a call back,
okay.
6 months from now or 7 months from now or,
Because I'm thinking, what do we need to do as a business? Well, do we want to expand? Do we want to have a better website?
Mm-hmm.
Buy more equipment, things that will and I always like to invest money in the business. Money that I know is good investment, I don't
sure.
want to waste money, but.
Of course.
But let me do this, Steve. I appreciate you calling and just keep me kind of posted. Maybe 6 months, we can check things out and see where we're at.
Mhm.
We go from there.
Yeah, that sounds fine. That sounds perfect.
Well, listen, I appreciate the phone call. I really do.
Yeah, absolutely, of course, and hope everything works out for you.
Yes, sir. You too, Steve. I thank you.
Thanks, Lou. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.